All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. This is episode 60. I'm Combo Breaker 99. Yeah, man, we are 60 episodes deep now, and I am back with another one, Fight Fans. Last Friday was a good night for combat sports, for WMMA specifically. We had the Invicta FC Atomweight Phoenix series, so, you know, I got to do an episode strictly dedicated to this tournament and for the ladies of Invicta FC. Once again, we had eight fights last Friday. Of course, the winner of the tournament was awarded a trophy and got to move on and get a shot at the atomweight champion, Alicia Zapatella, which turned out to be Jessica Del Boni, which a lot of people feel like should be the atomweight champion, right? Other than that, you know, we had some other familiar names in there with like Lindsey Van Zandt, Jillian DeCourcy, and some new faces as well. So it was nice to see some of the, you know, the older veterans that we've known in this tournament mixing it up for a second time. You know, I got to say, I like these tournaments, you know, going back to the flyweight, the bantamweight, and the strawweight tournaments for Invicta FC. I like this Phoenix tournament that they created. You know, it's a good way of making the best fight the best and making these fighters have to adjust and think on the fly, you know, having all these different type of styles in there. And, of course, as y'all know, it came down to the two best atomweights in the division, Jessica Del Boni and Lindsey Van Zandt, fighting for a second time. And Del Boni, she was able to get the victory, and, you know, she won it all. You know, she won it all. But in this episode, you know how I do. I like to go back and do a little post-fight analysis for each fight. And I said, you know, let's go ahead and take a look back at each fight in the series and go through each one of these one-round fights. And we'll go all the way to the final fight as well. So first up for the semifinals, the first fight on the card was Tabitha Watkins versus Jessica Del Boni. Right away, Jessica Del Boni, she storms out, throwing right hands back into Watkins up, who tried to throw out those kicks to get her distance back from Del Boni. But Del Boni, she goes in, takes her down, gets in that top position in the close guard of Watkins. These one round fights, though, you have to really come out and be dominant, and that's what Del Boni wanted to do. She wanted to move in close where she could smother the attack and just be dominant. You know, she just wanted to lay on Watkins and keep that dominant position. Watkins, she tried to lock in an armbar, but Del Boni, she kept her arm locked well, and she was able to defend it. Watkins, she really tried to lock in that arm. You know, she was holding on for like a good minute or two in the round, but Del Boni, she continued to use hammer fists and just kept that dominant position. And, you know, she was able to get inside control. She finished on top, strikes just raining down. Del Boni, she took that round easy to advance. You know, she just went in, fought smart, didn't really exert too much energy, and just kept top control position. The next fight was Katie Perez versus Lindsey Van Zandt. Lindsey Van Zandt, she came out mixing up her strikes. And, you know, that's the thing about Lindsey Van Zandt. You know, she's a very fast fighter, has a very, very good right hand. Right away, she was letting that right hand go and letting that head kick go. She was mixing up her strikes. Perez, she tried to switch levels. She tried to go in for that single leg, but Van Zandt, she sprawled and tried for the back, got on top of Perez, and then went right back to standing. Van Zandt just did a good job of mixing up her strikes, keeping Perez back at bay with the double jab, kicks, feints, good 1-2 and leg kicks, just all around being effective, just mixing up her striking. Then she was able to stiff another takedown for Van Zandt. She was able to get the back of Perez, transition quickly to an armbar, and Perez, she was trying to lock Van Zandt up with a triangle. She was trying to lock up with that triangle, but Van Zandt was able to escape. She broke out, and then she was able to lock that arm up one more time, extend it, and made Perez tap. She got an armbar, so she had a good solid semifinals win for Lindsey Van Zandt. Next fight was Linda Mihalik versus Jillian DeCourcy. Right away, Mihalik, she put that pressure on. She was coming in with some good leg kicks, jabbing her way in. DeCourcy, she was on the back foot, landing her right hand. But Mihalik, she was being in and out, establishing a good leg kick, good lower kick, mixing it up, you know, inner kick to the lead leg and outer kick, just all around switching it up nicely with her stand-up. DeCourcy, she was picking her shots, stepping side to side. She was using her timing, you know, to go in and try to catch that kick and take Mihalik down, but Mihalik was able to get back to her feet and go right back to landing those leg kicks, stepping in and out of range. DeCourcy, she did a good job of landing her right hand early on, but I feel like Mihalik, she stayed consistent with the jab, alternating with the kicks to the alternating those kicks to the lead leg, you know, inside and out. DeCourcy, she did land off some good strikes, good right hands, but I think Mihalik, she took the round easy, you know, with just staying consistent, and she was able to advance on. Last fight was Marissa Mercer Valencia versus Paulina Granados. Right away, Valencia, she came right out punching her way in and just backing Granados up into a clinch and really trying to muscle her down and get the fights down to the ground. Granados, she winds up on top, but Valencia, she quickly adjusts to the half guard on top, gets to the back of Granados and looks for that rear naked choke. But Granados, she's able to squirm out, fight the hands of Valencia, breaks free, back to her feet, Valencia, she's using a lot of pressure and just looking to finish Granados. But Granados, she's staying in it. You know, she's staying in it. She's staying on her back foot, landing some good right hands and tagging Valencia. But in my opinion, I feel like Granados, she needed a finish in this fight when it got down to maybe like three minutes in, because Valencia was just putting a lot of pressure on and she was coming forward, landing more right hands, and she did score a good knockdown on Granados. Granados was able to get back up and land some good counter shots on the back foot, but Valencia was just overall coming with the pressure and she was able to win it and move on to the semifinals. The reserve fight, Samantha Steph versus Kara Velosky. Steph, she came right out, rushed out, landed a good overhand right, just backing Velosky up, looking to get that clinch to the fence with one underhook. And she was able to get the fight down to the ground to lock up Velosky. Velosky, she was using the fence well, just keep her back to the fence, you know, to try to get back to her feet, only to get taken back down. Velosky, I would have liked to see more body shots from her to try to slow Steph down. But Steph was just continuing to put that pressure on and just out-muscling, just wear her down for the majority of the round. Not too much was landed in this fight. It was just really a lot of just neutralization from Steph. You know, she was just on top trying to pin Velosky down. Velosky was just trying to ride this round out. I think she didn't really have a good answer for that clinch work that Steph had. And that was pretty much the round. It was just pretty much dominant on the ground for from Steph, and she was able to take that round. And she was just a reserve fight in case somebody else, you know, had any issues, you know, they had to pull out of the tournament. So she was just on standby. Moving on to the semifinals. Semifinals one: Linda Mihailuk versus Lindsey Van Zandt. Here in this fight, it was a good stand-up fight, but you could really see the difference between speed and timing in this fight, because, you know, Mihailuk, she looked real good against Jillian DeCourcy, but Lindsey Van Zandt here, she was not playing around. She was double jabbing her way in, walking Mihailuk down, and just overall, you know, outspeeding her, landing better shots. She was able to get a takedown over Mihailuk and just landed some good knees. But as it got back to the feet, Van Zandt, she was establishing that left kick, mixing it up nicely, and just using her speed and making her footwork tricky, landing the right hand. Again, I love the combinations, the 1-2 and the head kick, letting those kicks fly, touching the lead leg, just constantly touching that lead leg of Mihailuk. Mihailuk was not able to get the timing down and was really having trouble landing a leg kick of her own in this fight. That's why I was saying you could really tell the difference between timing and speed, because Van Zandt was just too quick. She was just measuring distance well, comfortably just picking Mihailuk apart to win this next round. All right, semifinal two, Valencia versus Del Boni. Jessica Del Boni in this fight, she took more of a measured approach here. You know, she was really just kind of being more methodical and just kind of picking her shots. You know, she was just picking her leg kicks, staying out of range of Valencia, really just doing a good job of using her timing to pick her leg kicks and just staying out of the way of Valencia's offense. Valencia, she was sticking out her jab that was landing a few times, but Del Boni, to me, I feel like she was really just trying to sit back and just do enough just to win this round and be ready for that final. So she was just striking at a distance, stepping out of harm's way, going back to the center of the octagon and just landing, you know, economical shots, just keeping Valencia at bay and, you know, not really taking a lot of chances. And also Valencia, she wasn't taking a lot of chances like she was in the first fight, which is probably what she needed to do here, because she was only getting in a few right hands here and there, but it was Del Boni who was really controlling this fight, landing a nice leg kick and just, you know, just pretty much staying on the back foot and still controlling the fight. So she was pretty much overall effective, just tearing that lead leg up of Valencia and really starting to bust the nose up when it got down to about the 2-minute mark of the round. You know, she really just started settling in and picking her shot. So another easy win for Del Boni. So moving on to the final. This is what I was looking forward to. Lindsey Van Zandt versus Jessica Del Boni 2. It was a good fight, y'all. Good fight. First round, Van Zandt, she tried to get that leg kick going, you know, looking for openings. Del Boni, she was keeping that pressure on, though, just looking to back Van Zandt up, and she was able to land a good right hand. And she was just doing good at just backing Lindsey Van Zandt up. You know, Del Boni, she was utilizing her timing well, picking her shots against Van Zandt in this round. I feel like Van Zandt, she needed to pump that jab out a bit more, you know, because whenever Del Boni steps in, you got to touch it with that jab. You got to touch it with that jab, and then I open up that leg kick and that right hand of Van Zandt. So Van Zandt, she went back into defense a few times, and that's where Van Zandt, she would try to switch levels, but Del Boni was able to stuff that takedown and clinch back and break and go right back to putting on the pressure from a distance. Van Zandt, she was able to stick Del Boni with a few good right hands, but I felt like Del Boni this round, she would come back with some nice combinations and just continue to put that pressure on. Again, I would like to see more body shots from Van Zandt, because I think if the attack came from all angles, you know, Del Boni would have been a bit more respectful. You know, I think she was looking for the singles from Lindsey Van Zandt, and, you know, Lindsey wasn't fully extending, so Del Boni, she wasn't showing her any respect. She would come in, land in those barrages, and that's how she was able to win this round. But Del Boni just put on the better pressure, and heavy strikes landed in the first round. Second round, though, Van Zandt started to let her hands go. And when she does, it makes Del Boni respect her. And Van Zandt, she landed a few good leg kicks in this round and got off some nice right hands. And that's why I say whenever she does this little like level switch too, she'll like fake it, and then she'll step back and land the body kick. So either way, like if she tries to go in for a takedown and Del Boni stuffs it, she comes back with a body kick or a leg kick. You know, Van Zandt always makes it worth it, you know, whenever she tries to switch levels. So Van Zandt was doing a good job of landing the right hand and the leg kick this round because of her lateral movement. You know, when she was circled, she would stop and she would make sure to be first and get off and move. But Del Boni, she was cutting that octagon off, and she would lock in for a clinch, use that strength to just press Van Zandt and kind of bide her time. And Van Zandt manages to break and go back to touching the lead leg, landing her right hand on Del Boni in the clinch. And you could see the strength difference too. Del Boni, she was able to cut off the octagon and lock in a clinch and use that strength to press Van Zandt. But Van Zandt, she managed to break and go back to touching the lead leg and landing her right hand on Del Boni. In the clinch though, you could see the strength difference. You could really see that strength difference here. Not much work was being done from Del Boni this round. In my opinion, I think Van Zandt, she did the better work, you know, just as far as her stand up, and she won this round. But you could really see that strength difference from Del Boni when she would press Van Zandt to the cage. You could see that's how she would try to neutralize her. But whenever Van Zandt would break, she would go back to controlling using that lateral movement. She was landing some good shots. Now the third round, Van Zandt on the back foot, she was able to land some good body kicks. Del Boni, she was coming forward, letting her punches go. Both landing, but Del Boni, I feel like she was piling up with those strikes. Like Del Boni, some of the shots she would throw, she wouldn't land, but it was enough, I think, to win on the judges' cards, because she would kind of throw that barrage and it would make Lindsey Van Zandt back into the cage, you know. But I would like to see Van Zandt start to land more jabs here on the oncoming Del Boni and just try to bust her up at this point. You know, that would have set up the right hand more. But she does clip Del Boni with a good right hand this round. She continues to try for those takedowns. But after every takedown, Van Zandt, like I said, she does land something to make it worth it. Del Boni, to me, she abandoned the leg kick. You know, she was still applying the pressure with the punches. In my opinion, I think Van Zandt was landing the cleaner strikes. But it's just the pressure that Del Boni's coming with. She's able to steal the rounds. You know, she's able to steal the rounds with those barrages, whether they land clean or not. And, you know, pressure is important to these judges. It's really important to these judges. But it was a close round. But I could see where the judges, they gave it to Del Boni. I still feel like Van Zandt won it. You know, I'm not just saying because I'm a fan, but I thought she did land the cleaner punches and some nice body kicks in the third round. And overall, I thought it was just effective work off the back foot. You know, it was similar to some of the things that Caitlin Chikagan does, you know, where she's on the back foot landing and she's just outworking, you know. But again, they were looking at effective pressure and just those barrages. So like I said, I could see how they probably gave it to her off of the pressure and the flurries. But overall, man, it was a good fight in my opinion. I think Del Boni, she was much more dominant in the Zapatella fight. When you compare this fight to the Zapatella fight, she should actually have the belt. In my opinion, she should actually have the belt. This fight should have been a title fight, right? But yeah, man, shout out to Jessica Del Boni. She was able to win it all. Shout out to Lindsey Van Zandt. You know, she put on some exciting fights to get there. You know, dominant win over Mihalik and dominant first round finish over Katie Perez. And, you know, Jessica Del Boni, she just fought a very smart fight as well, you know, throughout the tournament, you know, being very economical throughout her performances and, you know, just taking it all the way there and showcasing why she is that contender for Alicia Zapatella again, you know. And she's just solidifying why, you know, she should get that rematch. You know what I mean? I mean, we all feel like she should have the belt, right? You know, there's a lot of people that feels like she should have the belt, but she definitely got the rematch. You know, she had to go through three fights in one night to secure it. So let's make it happen. They did have the face off after, you know, Zapatella, she brought the belt in, and Jessica Del Boni, as you can see here in this picture, you know, she was ready. Hey, she was ready. She probably would have fought her that night, right? But yeah, man, overall it was a good night. I love whenever, you know, Invicta FC puts on these Phoenix series. So I just always got to come back, you know, and give them some shine. And I said, look, if I can't do a post-fight analysis for each fight, I'm going to just go ahead and drop a whole podcast episode dedicated to the ladies of Invicta. So yeah, man, shout out to Invicta FC once again. And shout out to the ladies in the tournament and the winner, Jessica Del Boni. Hope she gets her rematch ASAP, guys. But yeah, that's all I got for this episode, y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe, you know, to my YouTube channel, Combo Breaker 99. Subscribe to the podcast. Hashtag CB99 Talks, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, And yeah, all that, just subscribe there. Like I always say, just leave a review, you know, if you enjoy the podcast. I keep on doing these episodes, y'all. But yeah, I'll see y'all on the next one. Combo Breaker 99. Make sure y'all subscribe. I'm out. Peace.